Hey guys, all right, excuse me, have a seat. Go ahead and grab your chair, your bean bag, your pallet, square on the floor, whatever it is you're sitting on. All right, grab one and have a seat. So we're in this study called God and Everything Else, and yeah, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time going through each of the slides as an introduction like I've been doing. But yeah, we talked about how in the beginning there was God. Before there was anything, there was God. And God existed in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And God chose, before he ever made anything, he chose us to be his people. He's the best dad ever. Then I talked about how he made everything and everything is good. Now, sin has come into the world, but everything was made good and Jesus is coming back to restore everything. God will come back to the earth he made to remake it. And then last week I talked a little bit about how his favorite thing he made was humans. You know, before he made anything, it was Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Before he made anything, he chose us. And then he made everything, and it was good. And then he made, his favorite thing he made that was good was humans. And he gave us dominion, told us to care for things, told us to create new things, and yet we've not. Right, because of sin, we actually destroy things. And so we got to go to Jesus to be restored. His grace restores restores us. He is the restorer of who we are. That's what we looked at last week. But you may remember that I said we're going to do a little bit of a sub-series here within our series, God and Everything Else. We're still going to be studying that. We're still talking about God and he made everything. But and he rules everything. But I'm going to talk a little bit about male, female, humans, relationships. I'm going to do a very brief series based on this verse right here from Genesis. Let me read this to you. This is a poem in the middle of Genesis chapter 1. That's a beautiful poem. In fact, man, someone ought to put this, maybe someone has already, I don't know. Someone can put this to a rhythm. I mean, this is hip-hop-ish. You could almost rap this. Let me read this poem to you, and then we'll jump in. It says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." All right, let's jump into this. Let's think about it for a minute. This is about humankind. It's a verse about mankind. God made humans. Day 6, we talked about that. Favorite thing he made, hands down. Favorite thing. How are we all the same, based on this verse, how are we all the same? And then secondly, how are we all different? How are we all the same? Start there. How are we all the same? Take a look at it. You can see the scripture verses up there. How are we all the same? Look at this phrase that occurs twice. In his own image, in the image of God. We are created in the image of God. A lot of ink is spilled over what that means, but here's a picture. There are pictures like this. You just go to Google Images and type in, you know, mankind or picture of different kinds of humans or whatever, and they'll generate these types of pictures. This is like a chart. What is there? There's 5 across and 5 down, so we got, what, 15 people? I'm sorry, 25 people. 5 by 5, 25 people. And, you know, look at the guy at the top left corner. He is... Yeah, that's a fella there. You know, he's got dark hair, olive skin. Then there's an older gentleman in the top right corner. Real young kid, the second row from the bottom. Right next to him, I guess one over from him, is a fairly old man. He's got a pipe in his hand. There's a couple ladies on here. Some ladies have red hair, some have blonde, some have dark hair. One guy has black skin, another girl has black skin. There's a guy here with really white skin. There's some folks with some skin that's Looks maybe like there's an Asian descent, some lighter browns, some darker browns, some very dark. So all kinds of different skin colors, curly hair, straight hair, short hair, long hair, facial hair, glasses, no glasses, all different kinds of people, right? And here's the point. We all equally bear the image of the one true God. Now, I'm not saying that to have hair and teeth and skin is the image of God. I'm just trying to say that every human, doesn't matter what they look like, what their background is, what their ethnicity is, they are the image of God. There's one true God, and all humans are in His image. But I'm going to give you some categories maybe you've not thought about yet. Look at this. Who else is in the image of God? If you're educated or if you're uneducated. Equally the image of God. Athletic or non-athletic. Equally the image of God. Rich, poor, equally the image of God. Attractive, not attractive, equally the image of God. Citizen and immigrant, you might say, could be a legal resident. There might be an illegal resident. Guess what? Equally the image of God. Born, not yet born, equally the image of God. Friend, maybe you have an enemy, equally the image of God, right? Doesn't matter what nationality, what your background is, you are the image of God. I'm gonna say something crazy. Criminal, good citizen, both equally the image of God. Listen, guys, even people who commit terrible crimes, they are still the image of God. They can't escape it. No person can escape the fact that they are made in the image of God. We all equally bear the image of God. He has made humankind. That's how we're all the same. But how are we all different? Let's look at these verses again. How are we all different? Well, listen, there's a lot of ways that we're different, but this verse says that He created us in His image, and then He says He created us male and female. Male and female. This is talking about sex, right? It's at least that. So let me, listen, this guys, I know, mature up, right? Just here we go. Just be mature with me for just a minute. There are a couple biological differences, right? I'm not a scientist, I'm not a biologist, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not an anatomy and physiologist. I don't study the human bodies and chemicals and everything, but I know this, right? There are different reproductive abilities in men and women. Just, right, just hands down, this happens. There are different chromosomes, right? Different chromosomes. There are two sexes. There's male, and then there's female, right? God made us male, and He made us female. I'm going to talk in the future weeks about the fact that, listen, I know that it's not always this clear cut. Listen, I get it. I know that. There are some folks who have been affected by atypical development. Listen, I get that. We'll talk about that in the future. But just in the beginning, He made male and female, all right? Now, equally male and female is the image of God. Equally men, equally women, the image of God. Listen, in the future, I'm going to talk about different roles that God has for us in society and life and in family and church and so forth. But just right here at the beginning, He has made men and women different, but they're both equally the image of God. All right, so what? What do we do with this? Guys, you can see this. This is an icon of Spotify. I like Spotify. I listen to Spotify when I go running. I listen to Spotify when I'm at the gym with the YMCA. I like Spotify. So I was listening to Spotify the other day, and I thought to myself, I'm going to listen to some hip-hop. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to listen to hip-hop. So I don't even remember the name of the station. I just pushed a hip hop station. Guys, listen, the first song that came on was by, I don't know who it was. It was by some hip hop artist, a rap artist. And the song was so sexually explicit. I'm talking about like 1 minute into it, I'm uncomfortable hearing this song. The way this man, whoever the artist was, the way he talked about a woman, and he's talking to some woman, right? Hang in there, guys. I know this is fairly mature content, but just listen, right? He's telling her what she is going to do for him and what he is going to do to her. Just like, in other words, there's a man, there's a male, and there's a female in this song. And in this song, the man has no respect for the image of God in the woman. He has absolutely no respect for the fact that she is made in the image of God. All he can think about is, you are going to please my body this way. And it is gross. It's an absolute abuse of whatever woman he was singing to and singing about in that song. So the next song comes on, and the next one is a woman singing, and it's a rap song, and she's singing to some other girl, like there's, you know, some other girl that's in the room or whatever. She's singing the song to some other woman, and she's talking about how, I'm going to take your boyfriend from you. I'm going to take your guy from you. I'm going to take your brother from you. And this is what I'm going to do with him. And she goes on and she's described about her power to manipulate the emotions of men. Guys, do you see what's happening in both those songs, right? Here's what's happening in both those songs. Both sexes, male and female, they are abusing their sex to manipulate the other. They have no respect for the image of God in each other. They have no respect for each other. I just want some part of your body. I don't even want your whole body. I just want a part of your body. Now, here's what I'm getting at. By the way, not all hip-hop is this way. Not all rap music is this way. I'm not saying that. Do not hear me say that, okay? But what I am going to say is, when we support music, movies, videos, books that objectify the sexes like that, that just treat, where men are treating women as body parts and women are manipulating men for body parts, when we watch those, when we talk about those, when we rehearse the names of the songs and the movies, When we listen to them, when we like them. Hey, listen to me, girls. Listen to this. All right, listen. And guys, but we know how, you know how to do this, right? You know how to take a picture of yourself on Instagram, Snapchat. You can take a picture of yourself and you have full, you are completely clothed, but you're standing in a way that draws attention to your body. You want people to look at your body and you want them to want your body. Listen, you're supporting sex abuse. You know what I'm saying? When we listen to that music and we like it, we watch the videos and we're okay with it, and then we pass around the names of the artists so that they become famous so they can sing more of that stuff, we're supporting the abuse that stuff's talking about. It's a complete unraveling of the fact that God has made us male and female. Yes, we're different, but we are in His image. Don't support that, guys. Don't support the destruction and the unraveling of the beauty that God has made in different sexes, male and female. Now, here's where I want to end. This is a picture of the cross. You know, it may be that today you are You're trapped in sexist thoughts. All you can do is think about men, or all you can do is think about women as sex objects. Let me tell you this. Jesus died to forgive you of that sin and to change your desires. He made you. He knows how to renew you. He knows how to save you. It may be that that you know somebody who has been abused, and love them like Jesus loves them. Care for them like Jesus cares for them. Let them know that what's happened to them is against what God has made us to be. And they may need to get professional help. Guys, it may be this. Listen, I want you to think about this. It may be that Jesus Christ right now is strengthening you. He's protected you from finding attraction in these types of abusive media. He's protected you from it. You don't find it attractive, and he's strengthening you to stand up against the type of language and media that promotes the abuse of the sexes. Man, lean into Jesus. Jesus stood up for women when they were being verbally abused. Stood up for them. Got angry with people when they'd mistreated them. He made us male and female in his image. Regardless of where you're coming from tonight, listen, turn to Jesus. Jesus Christ became a man to save us from sin. He paid for that sin. He paid for he paid not only for what you have seen and said and done, but he's paid and suffered for the sin that you desire and you've imagined in your heart. He's paid for it, guys. It's paid for. Turn to Jesus. Be cleansed. Be freed from it. All right, let me give you guys a couple of questions here. Tell you what I'm going to do. Again, I've gone over time again. Man, last week and this week, a couple long weeks. I'm going to end here, and I'm going to let your small group leaders ask you these questions. All right, so let me pray for you. Go ahead.